The rulers of the Philistines decided to make war on Israel. Their armed forces advanced into the valley at the eastern end of the plain of Jezreel, in the territory of the tribe of Issachar, and encamped at Shunem, near the fortress of Beth-Shan. Saul and all the armies of Israel took up their position opposite them on the slopes of Mount Gilboa. When the king saw the Philistine camp, he lost heart and was very afraid. So he inquired of the Lord, but there was no answer. God no longer spoke, neither by dreams, nor priests, nor prophets. Now Samuel was dead, and Saul had killed or driven out the mediums and spiritists, and all those who consult the dead or predict the future, and had outlawed all occult practices, as these were severely condemned by the law of God. Seeing there was no word from the Lord, Saul committed a last and very serious offense by resorting to a medium. He was told that there was a woman at Endor, a nearby locality, who consulted the dead. Disguised so as not to be recognized as the king, Saul and two of his men went by night to visit the woman. "Consult a spirit for me," he said, "and bring up for me the one I name." But the woman replied, "Surely you know what Saul has decreed. He has done away with all the mediums and spiritists in the country. Why have you set a trap for me to bring about my death?" Saul swore to her, "As surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this," and he asked her to call up the spirit of Samuel. Saul was punished for this last very serious disobedience when he was told that the Lord had become his enemy and was going to hand him over with his sons and all Israel to the Philistines, and that the kingdom would be given to David. Immediately Saul fell full length on the ground, weak and trembling with fear. He had eaten nothing all day, and his strength had left him. The woman came to Saul and saw that he was greatly shaken, and said, "I took my life in my hands and obeyed you. Now let me give you some food, so that you may have the strength to go on your way." At first the king refused, but his men urged him to eat. So the woman prepared a meal, and they ate. Then they got up and left. The next day a great battle was fought on the slopes of Mount Gilboa. The Israelites were routed by the Philistines, and many of them were slain. The enemy pressed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, his three older sons. The fighting grew fierce around Saul, and the archers wounded him critically. Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer was afraid and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When the armor-bearer saw what the king had done, he too fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul and three of his sons, his armor-bearer, and all his men died together that same day. When the Israelites along the valley and on the other side of the Jordan heard of this crushing defeat, they abandoned their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the enemy came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head, stripped off his armor, and sent messengers throughout Philistia to proclaim the news of their victory. They put Saul's armor in the temple of their idols as a war trophy, and fastened his body with those of his three sons to the wall of Beth-Shan, the fortress town which guarded the eastern approach to the valley of Jezreel. So Saul and his sons were dishonored by the Philistines. When the men of Jabesh-Gilead on the other side of the Jordan heard what had been done to the king and his sons, all their valiant men set out and journeyed throughout the night to Beth-Shan. Saul, at the beginning of his reign, had rescued the inhabitants of Jabesh from the Ammonites, who were besieging the city. Out of gratitude for what he had done for them, they came and took down the bodies of Saul and his sons from the wall of Beth-Shan and went back to Jabesh, where they burnt them. Then they buried the ashes under a tamarisk tree and fasted and mourned 7 days. Next episode, David's Lament.